Hare Krishna. Devotional spirituality provides breaks that are much more than breaks. Today, because of the racehorse pace of life, many people feel the need for breaks. I have to stop, I have to pause. If I don't take a break, then I will break down. So when they recognize this, they explore different avenues for breaks. They may watch movies, read novels, go to some hill stations. But some people explore spirituality as a potential avenue for getting a break. So, just as someone may dive into a swimming pool for refreshment. Similarly, these people dive into popular forms of spirituality like yoga, meditation, or devotional music, bhajans and kirtans. And in this way, they seek breaks. Now, the Bhagavad Gita recognizes that this is also a typical mindset with which people come to spirituality. So in 7.16 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that among the four categories of people who come to him, one of them are those who are seeking relief from distress. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jigyasura arthaarti gyani cha bharata arshabha. So he says gyani cha. So he says here is arto, those who are distressed and they want relief from distress. So in today's times, a very prominent form of distress is stress. And this is a form of distress that troubles not only the populace at large, it troubles even successful people. People who have already tried many of the material sources of stress relief. So those people who are not so materially well off, they think that if we go get more wealth, more power, better house, better car, better cell phones, better jobs, then we will be free from distress. But people who have all these things, or many of these things, they also still feel distress, and then they explore spirituality. Maybe this will be a potential source of stress relief. So such people, they are primarily interested in the experience of relief. I'm feeling so burdened, I'm feeling so troubled. How can I get relief from it? So they are concerned only about the experience, and that's why if they feel that spirituality makes me feel good, I just felt so good when I was singing, when I was dancing, when I was meditating, when I was sitting in that yoga posture or whatever. If it just makes me feel good, then that's spiritual. So they think that the essence of spirituality is experience. Feel good experience. And then if somebody offers them philosophical wisdom, they say, hey, philosophy, I don't bother about all this. You know, what is that? What is that? Who bothers about all this? So they consider philosophy to be like an unnecessary baggage that will weigh them down when they are going for a spiritual dive. Just like if a person is swimming or diving, say underwater, then the person doesn't want too much baggage. So they think that this philosophy is like a baggage. Oh, I have to understand this also, and I have to understand that also. I understand all that. No, I just want experience. So they try to downplay or discard philosophy as unnecessary baggage. However, if they study the Bhagavad Gita open-mindedly, they will recognize that philosophy is not an unnecessary baggage. It is a necessary compass. The wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita will help them to understand what the dive is about and why the dive provides relief and how they can dive deeper to gain greater relief. That means, coming from the metaphor to the actual situation, the philosophy of the Gita provides an intellectual framework for comprehending spiritual experiences. So, what is this I was experiencing? How was I experiencing it? What made me feel so good? So, this is how the philosophy acts like a compass. It helps us to understand why we are feeling good. And be additionally, the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita culminates in devotion. So the wisdom focuses on devotion, and this, if guided by the Gita philosophy, if these stress relief seekers, as well as other kind of relief seekers, if they practice devotional spirituality, then they can dive deep into the ocean of devotion and experience supreme fulfillment. In fact, in this ocean of devotion, it's not just a swimming pool, it's an ocean. It's so vast. There's so much to relish in this. In this ocean of devotion, as they immerse themselves, they will realize that there's a whole new world of experience and enjoyment. That world is the world of world of bhakti, is the world of divine spiritual love. So, this is the world to which all of us actually belong. We are not our body, we are souls. And as souls, we eternally belong to Krishna's spiritual world. And bhakti yoga enables us to gradually go closer and closer to Krishna and go closer to Krishna's spiritual world. So, devotional spirituality offers us not just a break from the miseries of material existence, such as stress. Yes, it offers that, but it offers much, much more. It actually doesn't offer just... So in material life, we are going very fast and we need to break so that we slow down. But along with that, devotional life, spirituality offers us an alternative pathway, which takes us to the supreme destination. So it offers us not just breaks from distress, but also offers us a break, not B-R-A-K-E, but B-R-E-A-K, break, disconnection, a break from the miseries of material existence. You know, we become free from our worldly attachments and anxieties, we become focused on Krishna, and we break free from all the material miseries. And it's not just breaking free, but it's also reuniting. We reconnect and reunite with Krishna and attain eternal, external, ecstatic life thereof. Thank you. Hare Krishna.